Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we explore the skills and competencies needed to face the new realities of work.
Welcome to our Skills of the Future podcast, and our theme for this series is HR Game Changers, Skills and Competencies Needed to Face the New Realities of Work. My name is Christine Lamott, President of Perennial Talent, a competency-based talent management solutions company. Our guest today is Svetlana Yadrashtin. She is the Director of Learning and Development at Invesco, where she provides leadership, talent, and organizational change solutions to build a high-performance culture and drive business strategy. Her current focus is on redesigning the performance management approach throughout the firm, overseeing the executive coaching practice, and providing, of course, learning and development support to various business areas. Prior to the integration with Invesco, Svetlana spent 5 years at Oppenheimer Funds as the VP of Learning and Development. She has also researched and presented on the future of work and the need to reskill our workforce. We're so happy to have you on our podcast.
Thank you so much for the warm introduction and the warm welcome. I'm delighted to be here.
We're so happy to have you. So how are you surviving during this pandemic?
I'm all right, really working on not just surviving, but hopefully thriving, looking at all the challenges that are presenting to us as learning opportunities and ways to up our game. So trying to work on it from both the professional as well as the personal front with kids who are working from home or schooling from home, I should say, as I'm working from home.
Yes. Oh my God. Like a lot of us are. And that's a good segue into my first question. Like in terms of how has the world of work changed and what has been the impact of having more employees working remotely?
Oh, our world has changed in so many ways. I think more ways than any of us could have ever imagined. We've all heard about the future of work, the fourth industrial revolution, disruption, machine learning, the gig economy, all impacting all of us. But the pandemic has really made that very real and has accelerated the need for individuals and organizations to up their game, to be agile extremely quickly in order to survive, and hopefully not just survive, but also thrive. I remember in March reading a BBC article where they described COVID-19 as the nationwide work from home experiment. It's not just nationwide, it's really global. Companies all over the world have had to gear up their technology and digital prowess to get all of their employees working remotely in a very short amount of time. So there's really been profound impact. Thinking about it from us as an organization and what I've been seeing, hearing, and where we've been trying to provide support, we know that companies are ramping up their technology. We've switched from Skype to Teams, as well as gotten capabilities around Zoom, really trying to find the way to create the best user experience for our folks, depending on our needs. We're trying to get our bandwidth up and running to make sure that everyone has connection where they need to. So there's a lot that's going on. On a more personal front, we're seeing individuals struggle to establish and maintain boundaries. The commute to the office is not very far anymore. It's just a few feet from one room to another. We're seeing folks logging on earlier and returning after dinner to continue working because there's nothing that's stopping them. So we're worried about burnout.
Yeah.
We've lost it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, what you're sharing, like a lot of mental health issues in speaking with other guests that we've had on our podcast, and, you know, the stress of working at home if you have young kids. Individuals live in a two-bedroom or one-bedroom apartment and trying to work with that space and all of the challenges has not been easy for the workforce, as you were saying.
Absolutely. We're seeing stress and anxiety levels go up. We've been pushing out regular COVID surveys or checking in on folks, and we're literally seeing those numbers creep up every month or a couple of months that we're running it. I think for those who are living in small apartments, they're feeling trapped. They're feeling potentially isolated from others. For working parents who are trying to juggle intense workloads, as well as kids who want attention or have their own technical difficulties with remote schooling, it's really stressful.
It is. It's funny. I had a previous employee who we keep in regular contact, and she had a two-bedroom condo, but both her husband are working from home with young children, and she had to start looking for a home. And in our area, the price of single family home has shot up because a lot of people are thinking this is going to last for a while, so looking for more space. And yes, she bought a new home for the space to be able to reduce the amount of stress, you know, that was causing. So thinking of the talent life cycle, you know, hiring, learning and development, etc., what is the biggest need or greatest changes that you've seen at Invesco? Are there any areas or role where this is especially salient?
So I think a couple. I think from everything from onboarding to learning and development. From onboarding, we know the first few months of an employee's tenure are really critical to their success. Mm-hmm. And not being in the office poses a host of challenges as they're trying to get acclimated, understand the culture, understand the players, build relationships. So it becomes really tough, from the logistics, how do we get them their equipment and make sure they're set up, to what do we do in place of those breakfasts and lunches that we would normally have when we have new employees joining, to really make sure that they feel welcome. From the L&D side, we've had to transition all of our in-person training to virtual online workshops that are really engaging and really interactive and hopefully equally effective. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to look at virtual reality and simulations and a myriad of different programs, online software that we can use to make sure that we're keeping and really maintaining the learner's attention all throughout. We've utilized software or platforms like Degreed to help us curate content, share learning, and support micro-learning. And we're really trying to focus on maintaining morale of our workforce and preventing burnout, because folks are working really long hours. They don't have the break. They're not able to do the escape or take the time off that they normally would. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do a lot to encourage that, whether it's taking a day off every other week or really just encouraging people to take time off, even if it's for a staycation.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. And it's so good that your organization is doing that. Some of our clients were saying that in their organization, for example, they'll give a technology free day where there's no Zoom meetings, there's no online meeting, just so people can get some time to de-stress, you know, because these Zoom meetings or these team meetings, it's ongoing. I've heard that over and over again. And it's like, it's not like where you're in the office, I guess, and you could, you know, schedule your meeting and walk to a meeting. This is ongoing. So to the point where some organizations have slowed down on that with the technology.
Absolutely. I have days where I have 11, 12 back-to-back meetings. And so it's always stressful. But when you literally jump off of those, you try to get in some emails return some emails, get some work done, and then you literally head back into the kitchen and there's a kid who wants your attention or another child who's hungry and wants to be fed, it gets really, really tricky. There's no kind of time to decompress in between, and it's very stressful.
It sure is. So, you know, when you look at skills or competencies, what do you feel are most important right now for organization? And what challenges do you think organizations face when it comes to developing the right skills and competencies required?
So that's a great question. I think it's a question that organizations should be asking themselves always, every 6 months or every couple of years, and in particular now. Mm-hmm. I think of the future of work skills that we've always been reading about or have been for the last 5 or 10 years, their importance is elevated even more now. So things like agility, mm-hmm. being able to embrace change, being able to lean in and figure out when life gives you lemons, how do you make lemonade? Mm-hmm. Resilience. When things aren't going your way, how do you bounce back from it? How do you figure out what the next step is without getting stuck with where you are? Thinking about emotional intelligence. How do you keep your composure? How do you demonstrate compassion for others? How do you check in on your coworkers who may be struggling or may have too much on their plate? Mm-hmm. Other skills or competencies, prioritization, change management. From a leadership development space, really supporting leaders to be servant leaders, mm-hmm. helping them make sure that they're able to lead remote teams effectively. How do you check in and hold folks accountable? How do you inspire and motivate without micromanaging? Mm-hmm. How do you keep morale high and understand through the Zoom calls and the pings and the videos when your folks are stressed and how to support them? How can you be a connector and a facilitator and pick up on what's going on within the team when you're not there in person? So I think a lot of skills or competencies that we've traditionally thought about or talked about become really critical, including even critical thinking and problem solving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you communicate that and how do you train for that during this pandemic when employees are working remotely? You were saying that you do a lot of e-learning, let's say, in your organization. Are there other things that you've done to address those particular challenges?
I think we've done quite a few different things. We've done from the e-learning or virtual instructor-led training, the ILTs around that. We've done brain sharks that we've pushed out. We've sent out guides, one-page guides on how to manage remote teams mm-hmm. or how to work from home effectively and how to de-stress or decompress. We have Yammer posts that we push out and ask different leaders or influencers in the organization to push out. We have a manager tip of the week that we push out via email, encouraging managers what are good best practices for themselves or to lead their team effectively. We'll do campaigns where we encourage folks to log off early or to jump off and do a meetingless Friday. So we're trying a lot of different things to make sure that we're being sensitive to the situation, we're keeping morale high, and we're keeping productivity high at once. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's important as well for the sake of the business as well to be productive and managing that productivity or performance, right? Through what we're going through right now, which can be quite challenging for a lot of managers and employees. So what are the future threats or pain points if organizations do not take the time to clearly define the skills needed for success? What could go wrong, you think, if these threats or pain points are not addressed?
I think if these threats and risks are not addressed, the organization falls behind. It's no longer competitive. It can't keep up. And I think one of the biggest things that scare me about that is employee turnover, losing really good performers, high potentials, the folks that really move the dial, that 2% or that 5% that help make the organization what it is. Mm-hmm. If employees are feeling like the company is not doing what it needs to be doing, it's not modern or progressive. Mm-hmm. If it feels like they're not being challenged and they're not growing, they're going to leave. And I think that will have tremendous impact on the organization from a shareholder value perspective, from all different elements.
It's interesting you say that, Svetlana, because I don't know if you've noticed that, but a lot of people and articles I've been reading are showing that more women are leaving the workforce during this pandemic because they're often, you know, the primary caregiver, either for parents or their children. Are you seeing that at all?
We're seeing that to some extent. I think we're seeing women leave for other roles. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing other individuals leave the organization as well for other roles. I don't know that our numbers are much higher than they have been in the past, but I've certainly seen that research and it makes sense from talking to friends. Yeah. It's very hard to juggle all of these different components. Mm-hmm. And so I think to the extent that the organization can be sensitive to challenges, mm-hmm. and really make sure that there's a good dialogue, that managers are checking in with where employees are getting stuck and that they're being flexible in terms of the hours that folks are working. Mm-hmm. That's really important. We're putting out a document right now with guidance for managers and how to assess performance for year end based on extenuating circumstances that folks have had, with guidance on how managers should be having the conversations and making sure that they're really sensitive to what's going on and they're there to be servant leaders to their folks.
So what, like you've mentioned certain things, actions that companies can take today to mitigate these threats. Do you have any other thoughts on different actions, other actions that companies should be looking at?
So I think it's all the things we've been talking about. I think it's figuring out ways to support employees, and different employees will need different things. Mm-hmm. For some, they may not be impacted. So how do you continue to develop them? How do you continue to give them meaningful feedback, stretch assignments, projects to help them continue on their journey? For others who are working really hard and burning the candle at both sides, how do you help them manage their workload, prioritize, and ensure that they're doing self-care and that they're taking time off? One of my folks decided to do something really cool and go to Arizona for 2 weeks. And she was planning on working remotely the entire time from there. Mm-hmm. My guidance to her was, please take some time off and really enjoy it, as opposed to just the afternoons when you're done. Yeah. So really having managers push for things like that, help keep morale high, help keep employees engaged. Mm-hmm. Supporting leaders and reminding them of those good best practices is even more important right now. Continuing to offer resources. We've brought in special speakers to talk about mental health issues, to talk about the importance of de-stressing. We've run workshops on meditation and resilience and mindfulness, and are trying to make those things widely available to individuals. So anything along those lines can be really helpful to mitigate those threats.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the demands must be great on HR right now in different areas in your organization? Do you feel that? Do you think that HR is being taxed a lot with respect to what we're living right now, maybe more than pre-COVID?
I think we're quite busy. Learning and development certainly is. I know our HR business partners and other partners within the HR world are quite busy. Mm-hmm. The ask of us in some cases is different than it has been before. We've had to get very creative. But yes, all the things you mentioned, we're seeing employees get worried about things they haven't before. We're trying to work with managers to prepare them for those year-end conversations, trying to ensure that there's alignment between how their employees are viewing things and how managers are. So L&D is really being caught in, brought in ways they haven't before, to provide support, to build morale, to build skill, to upskill, mm-hmm. for all the things we've been talking about.
So creativity, innovation is an important skill where it really is looking at ways that are so out of the box, but to be able to address with what we're facing right now as a community. So I just want to thank you for being our guest and for your wonderful insights into the new realities of work, Savannah. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.